The bill by Okawa Republican Senator Dennis Baxley also permits student-led religious groups and initiatives on school premises to the extent secular ones already exist. It also allows the school personnel to partake in them as long as doing so does not encroach on their official duties. Many of the rights that the bill aims to uphold, however, are already safeguarded under federal and state law. Baxley says he wants to unite and clarify them.
What this does is take all the case law that's happened and kind of fit it to the ground in a format that's workable and uniform so that we don't have variant interpretations of what's appropriate, but can actually have a policy that secures our First Amendment rights in this regard.
Andrea Messina, executive director for the School Board Association, said religion-centered grievances across the state have been rare.
School boards haven't heard a lot of complaints that rights have been violated on this issue. They didn't have it sort of on their radar as a big issue because they hadn't heard complaints that rights were not being protected.
And opponents consider the bill not only unnecessary but potentially harmful. Jonathan Smith, president of Florida's Citizens for Science, said the bill would enable students to use their religious beliefs as arguments in science classes in public schools.
It's just smoke and mirrors to have religion, an alternative to science taught in the science classroom. And if this goes through, it's going to be devastating for good science education.
Others, however, do not agree. Steve Lyons, who heads the science department at Ponte Vedra High School, sees it as an opportunity rather than a challenge.
I wouldn't be threatened at all by somebody bringing in to my science class a religious belief about the shape of the earth or whatever. I would then use that as a springboard to describe what science is compared to what religion is in a non-threatening way.
The bill's House companion is sponsored by Jacksonville Democrat Kimberly Daniels. Her version, however, excludes the requirement to allow student speakers to address religious themes during some public forums, like graduation ceremonies. If the House passes Daniels' bill, the two chambers would have to come to an agreement on a final version. Dima Vitanova, 89.9 WJCT News.